views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come? Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton. With me this evening is the amazing Countess Starbella. And this evening we've got a very special subject. It's megalithic monuments. You know about megalithic monuments, Countess?
Yes, I do. And you have pointed out some of the interesting ones to me, John.
I have, yes. I mean, many years ago in the early 70s, I've lived very near to perhaps the most famous megalithic monument in the world, which is Stonehenge. And Stonehenge is located in Wiltshire, in the United Kingdom, in England. And in the days when I lived there, it was open to the public. I mean, you could just walk in. It was in a field. It was part of the landscape. Today, it's become very much a tourist attraction. It's you pay to go in. You've got the fences all around it. There's a visitor centre. There's historical details. But that personal, that megalithic monument was very personal to me, because myself and my wife used to go there on Sunday mornings if I wasn't working, and try and tune in to the stones. And I got a very, a kind of strange connection with the past there. I wouldn't say it was actually a vision of what, of how it was built or anything, but you felt as if you'd been thrown back thousands of years, because these monuments go back. With Stonehenge, they believe 6,000 years. So have you actually encountered any megalithic monuments yourself, Countess?
Let me think. The Easter Island statues, the Moai, I think would fit in our category.
Well, yeah. They certainly do. I have a theory about them. I mean, I know it sounds, I mean, many people have got theories about monuments, but I believe that because the island was, it would be self-sustainable, that the people who actually were in charge of it, what we would call the elders, had got a lot of very virile young men on the island, so had to give them something to do. I believe it was like a make-work system, so that once the harvest was in, they didn't want the young men sitting around because there was going to be trouble. So what would they do? I know what we'll do. Let's start building great big statues and sticking them there. So they would invent this idea. This is my theory, by the way, to keep them busy. You know, on the theory that idle hands will find work, yeah? The devil will find work for idle hands. What do you think about that, Countess?
I think it's fascinating. I never would have thought of it. It sounds perfectly reasonable.
Sounds perfectly reasonable, yeah. Well, that's to me. I mean, if I was in charge of about 3,000 young men on an island, and I would be very worried once the harvest was in and that we'd made the wine and everything, that there was going to be trouble. So if you give them something to do, then there's going to be less trouble. So I know what we'll do. We'll get them to carve great big heads out of stone and drag them across the country. That makes perfect sense to me. It's a great big megalithic monument in Cumbria that I visit on a regular basis. It's called Castle Rigg Stone Circle. So if you ever go into Cumbria, that's a a county in northern England, then do go and have a look at a place called Keswick. Keswick, just outside Keswick, is Castlerigg Stone Circle. It's on a, and it's been visited by many famous poets. And they say, what were these stone circles used for? Many people believe that they were used as like an astronomical guide, so that at the solstice the sun would come up between certain stones and shine in a certain direction. You heard that theory, Countess?
Yes, yes, absolutely, and that is, you know, espoused by many.
Yeah, but I've been to these stone circles, and I believe that they were used for many different purposes. Certainly there are, when they did certain diggings around Castlerigg, they found the remains of sheep skins, and so they believe that it was used as a marketplace. And it is, Castlerigg is on a hill, whereas Stonehenge is on a great plain. In Wiltshire, you know, so it would have been visible Stonehenge from everywhere, but Castlerigg is right on a hill or a mountain almost, yeah. But megalithic monuments are not just peculiar to England; they stretch vastly across Europe, and they had, of course, many purposes. One of the main purposes that I believe is the rite of passage between this world and the next, and that they use the monuments, they use the stones as part of a ceremony, like a rite of passage. You heard this before, Countess?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I'm sure that's part of it, part of the lore. And then there are those who think they might be markers for creatures from other worlds, too.
All right, so, well, I mean, if there are civilizations on distant planets, which I personally believe that they are, I absolutely have no doubt about it, myself, then it's highly likely that these existed 10,000, 20,000, 100 million years ago, because our civilization, this current civilization, by the way, is relatively new. Do you know that people have found artifacts inside coal, and coal takes 40 million years or something to process? So how could you find an artifact like a necklace or a ring or inside coal, unless there had been a civilization on this planet that dates back 40 million years? It couldn't be, could it?
Whew.
You were going to tell us about a certain megalithic monument that contains different languages. It's of quite recent construction, weren't you?
Yes, this would be from the late 70s, and it's in Georgia, and it's called the Georgia Guidestones, and it has some very interesting and ahead of its time messages. I believe all the messages are translated into around 10 languages, and I'll just read you a couple of the messages. And one is, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. And then the second one, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. After the break, we'll talk about a few of these. They're quite interesting, and no one's exactly sure who the person is who requested building them, because they think he used an alias.
Well, it sounds to me like somebody who was into eugenics. Maintain society at 500 million. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that sounds like, how are you going to do that? You're going to have a cull. You're going to have another world war to wipe out everybody. Yeah, it's a little bit strange, that. Yeah,
I would say so. Strange would be the word, yes, and not that many Americans even know about it. And here it is, right here.
Yeah. Well, what is the origin of the term megalith? I mean, what does it really mean? People bounce it around, you know. Oh, we're looking at some megalithic stones, my dear. Yeah. But it actually comes from the Greek, and it means great stone, yeah? But a megalith really means that they've been constructed in certain shapes for certain purposes, and the purposes would often differ. Across Europe, there are many megalithic stone like graves or monuments to the dead. On Anglesey, I've been to a wonderful stone graveyard in Anglesey that dates back to the round about the time of Stonehenge, 3,000 to 4,000 years BC. And you can actually get inside it, and it is like an old tomb. So if you're ever going to Anglesey, go and have a look up the ancient stone graveyards on Anglesey, because they are around Anglesey, and that's Wales, by the way.
Oh,
we're going to have a little song now, which is a happy song, which is not a megalithic song, but it's a song about a tree that was written by myself and my grandson, and I hope you're going to enjoy this. It's sung by Lois J. Vereen and Jack Wills from Columbus, Ohio, and it's Big Fat Tree.
Sophisticated with David and Philip Garza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecan Spigyric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's ORANUM.com.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton. With me is Countess Starella. How are you doing, Countess?
Oh, yes, having the time of my life, as usual.
Very good. We've just been hearing about how people can contact you on Aranum.com.
Yes.
You've got a chat room there, haven't you?
They will be amazed. We do not disappoint you. We have profound messages wrapped up in mirth and entertainment, and the wisdom of the centuries is in that room.
I'm sure it is. We've got a caller on the line. Can I speak, please, to Tanya? Is there anybody there? Is there anybody there?
Hello.
We seem to have lost. Hello, we don't seem to have a connection here, Countess.
Perhaps Dawn is there. Maybe our next caller is in line.
Well, don't seem to be. What we're going to do here, we're going to just give it a second there. We're going to get back to that. But tell me a little bit about this megalithic monument that you were talking about, the one with all the inscriptions.
Oh, yes. This is the Georgia Guidestones. Someone just walked up to a library in Elberton, Georgia, and asked someone in the city if he could construct this thing. And it's called the American Stonehenge. And it's really shrouded in mystery. They don't exactly know who the person is who created it.
So they've no idea who actually built this.
No, don't know.
But somebody obviously knows something about this, don't they?
Yeah, people have been researching it for quite some time, and some of the messages are reasonable, and some are a little bit off the track, but interesting.
But what do these messages say that are carved on it? Are they carved in English, Latin, Greek, or...?
Ten languages. I don't have a list of the languages in front of me. But Yoko Ono even said, I want people to know about these stones. I want to know about what these stones symbolize. So, wow.
Well, if Yoko Ono said that, we should all...
Sorry, we better listen.
Oh, better pay attention, yeah.
Well, here's another one of the messages. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Here's one of my favorites. Avoid petty laws and useless officials.
I'm all for that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'd definitely be into that one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this our show will spark some people to check this out and see what it's all about.
The thing is about these megaliths, if they were used for different purposes,
yes,
which is some people believe that they were used for sacrificial purposes. If they were used for sacrificial purposes, and at the same time were used as marketplaces, they must have had multiple purpose for what they were doing.
Yeah.
It would not just be that they were used for one single reason. A lot of these have been carbon dated as well. Do you know about carbon dating?
Certainly, yes.
Yeah, well, carbon dating has shown that the majority of the stone circles across Europe date from like 3000 to 2000 BC, which would put them at to like 4000, 5000 years old. But the population of Europe obviously changed with the Ice Age. And that's how a lot of these stones came to move around, because they came in the glaciers. You know, they were picked up in the ice, yeah? And as the ice moved across the land and started to melt, so the stones were deposited. So you get strange stones in odd places that don't actually fit in with the local landscape. Did you know that?
That has been introduced to me, and I'm with it. I believe it.
Yeah. Well, that's how it happens. So you get things like, they call them standing stones, don't they?
Yes.
You know, where they've been plonked in the middle of nowhere. Scotland has got very many standing stones. You've been to Scotland?
I love Scotland. Oh, my goodness. I just love it, and I have quite a few visitors at Oranim from Scotland, believe it or not.
Well, the thing is about the Scotland, the Outer Hebrides and areas such as that, where there are similar stone circles to the rest of Europe. And if you look around, the stone circles all seem to have a very similar kind of pattern, in that they fit in to an astronomical blueprint, in that the major stones seem to align with the solstice. And you can actually date this, because obviously with precession, you know what precession is, when the Earth moves on it, well, on its axis, then it's going to actually move the actual area where the sun would be rising. So they can date them back by using like a calibration on precession to show that 5,000 years ago, the sun would have actually risen at that point on this particular monument, so that they are able to date them by using not only carbon dating, but by using reference to precession and astronomical charts. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read a little poem now. Would you like that, Countess?
Yes, dear. And when we come back from that, we'll have our callers.
I'm sure that we will. Yeah, this is by a poet called A.E. Houseman that I particularly like, because when I go into an area called Shropshire, I usually pop into the area where Houseman was, and that was at Ludlow and round Shrewsbury. And this is a poem about Wenmock Edge, which is like an open land woodland, yeah? And this is called Wenlock Edge by A.E. Houseman. From his collection of poems called A Shropshire Lad. On Wenlock Edge, the wood's in trouble. His forest fleece, the reeking heaves. The gale, it plies, the saplings double, and thick on seven snow the leaves. 'twould blow like this through halt and hanger. When Uricon the city stood, 'tis the old wind in the old anger, but then it threshed another wood. Then, 'twas before my time, the Roman that yonder heaving hill would stare, the blood that warms an English yeoman, the thoughts that hurt him, they were there. There, like the wind through woods in riot, through him the gale of life blew high. The tree of man was never quiet. Then 'twas the Roman, now 'tis I. The gale, it plies the saplings double. It blows so hard, 'twill soon be gone. Today the Roman and his trouble are ashes under Uricon. Ehi Houseman on Wenlock Edge. So if you ever go to England, have a look at Shrewsbury and Shropshire. It's a beautiful place, and commemorated in the book of poems, A Shropshire Lad, by Ehi Houseman. There are of course many castles in Britain that are not quite what you'd call megalithic monuments, but certainly have a statement. You've been to any castles, Countess?
Yes, I wish I could buy one. I just feel like I'm transported to another world, especially the British and the French castles. Love them, and I would love to live in one.
I bet it'd be rather cold, wouldn't it? I mean, all my experiences of being in castles are that they're actually cold, yeah?
Yes, drafty for sure.
Yeah, I think we might be able to get Tanya now, yeah? Is Tanya there?
I am.
Hello, Tanya, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, I'm very fine, and Countess is too. Say hello to Countess.
Hello, hello.
I was just ready to. How are you, Countess?
Wonderful, darling. Glad to have you.
So,
thank you very much.
You have called into the show before, and we've made some predictions for you. These predictions are coming true. Tell me I'm right, yeah?
Yes, you are. Very much so.
You've got a question for us this evening. You can ask me your question, and we'll apply our psychic powers to addressing this. Would you like to ask your question, Tanya?
Yes, please. As you know, there's been a slight little bump in the road between Eric and I was just wondering, A, when you see contact, and B, the outcome of all this.
Right, well... This gentleman, as I've said before, he's definitely got a mind of his own, but he hasn't vanished. I think he's just playing a little bit of a restricted game here, yeah? Has he suddenly gone very quiet?
Yes. Very much so.
But like,
he's never gone
like he's just not available,
talking.
Not on the scene, yeah?
Yeah, we've never gone this long without talking before.
So what's this, about 10 days now, is it?
Yeah, 10 or 11 days.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's not a lifetime, but it is a long time in a relationship that's used to functioning on seeing people every day or every other day, so that there is a reason for this. And I think he's trying to make a statement here that he will do what he wants to do. It's not that he doesn't have affection for you, Tanya, yeah? He definitely does. And this man has got a boat, hasn't he?
Yes.
Well, I know that he asked you to go and see that boat, but you didn't go. And he will ask you to see this boat again, and you will go next time. Are you intending to say yes next time when you're asked?
Yes, I am.
Right, because I do feel that he will... And he's quite an adventurous lover, this man. He's a dynamic guy. He's kind of... what is he like? A bit of a wild one. Is that about right, Tanya?
Yes, very much so.
He's a bit of a wild one. Just have a quick word with my friend, the Countess Starbella. You're going to see him soon, by the way. Countess.
Oh, forgive me, Tanya. We've got to take a break, but we will... Hang on. We'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Storella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Storella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Storella direct. Born in New Orleans, Storella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Storella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Storella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Storella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Storella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Storella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam.com.
Welcome back. This is Psychic World, and I am indeed John G. Sutton. With me is the amazing Countess Storella. Is it possible to speak to Tanya?
Yes, I am here.
Tanya, this man that we know, his name is Eric, he is going to appear out of nowhere, but you do see him occasionally in, is it a bar?
Yes.
I feel that this weekend you're going to be closer than you expect meeting him in the bar, and he will be apologetic. He'll say he'll be telling you exactly what he's been doing. So he hasn't vanished from your life, if that's what you're worrying. Yeah, don't worry about that. You're going to see him again, and it will be positive. As for the longer term, he's a man that's determined to make his own pathway in life. I do feel it's still positive. You've got to just allow him to make the pace. If you can do that, Tanya, then Eric will be all that you want him to be. Go and see this boat when he asks you next time, because I do feel that that's an important part of his life. So can you do that, and you can come back and tell me that, yes, you've connected again, and it's all working, yeah?
Of course I will.
Thank you very much for calling in this evening.
Thank you. Thank you, Countess.
Good luck, darling. Say in a prayer.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tanya. We've got some other callers on the line. We'll speak to them in very, very short time. But we've got to allow me to sing you a song, Countess.
A song that the moment I live for.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. You just give me a second here. Are we ready? Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
In restless dreams I walked alone the narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dare disturb the sound of silence.
Said, I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence.
And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in no words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on subway walls and tenement halls, and whisper in the sound of silence.
And whispered in the sound of silence.
You were great, Countess. You were brilliant. And I were rubbish.
You're lovable. You're lovable, Johnny.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, thank you very much. The Sound of Silence. No, you really were good then. I thought that was a brilliant rendition. Can we possibly speak to Dawn?
Hello.
Hello, Dawn.
Hello.
How are you this evening? You spoke to us before on this show. I know that you have.
Yes, I have.
Right, okay. And you've got a boyfriend. You've got a big question you want to ask me. Yes. Please do.
Okay. Still stuck in limbo, and still he has not filed for divorce, and I'm starting to think maybe his wife will do it before he will do it. So,
well, they are definitely going to get divorced. I've told you this in the past, yeah?
Yes.
This man is, he's not active in that marriage, do you know what I mean? It's platonic. He lives there out of pure convenience. And I do not feel for one minute that he's going to continue with that indefinitely. He's looking for a different pathway. And there are certain aspects in his life that are changing. One immediately is that that divorce system will start to kick in, and then he's going to get closer to you. But I do feel that this just takes a small matter of time. Countess.
How are you holding up emotionally, Dawn? Is he giving you any communication at all?
Yeah, he calls me once in a while. He called me yesterday. I saw him. Haven't seen him in about 3 weeks.
Oh.
But I have gotten 2 calls in the last 3 weeks.
Wow. Well, we're just going to have to send some prayers to him to get this thing moving.
We will do that. We're going to take a short break, yeah? Dawn, will you stay on the line?
I sure will.
And we'll speak immediately after the break. We're going to have a break, folks. We'll be back.
Okay.
Okay.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Torella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Torella direct. Born in New Orleans, Torella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Torella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Torella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Torella personally on the brilliant website of ornam.com. Just search for Countess Torella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Torella, on ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton. With me is Countess Torella. If you want to get in touch with myself, John G. Sutton, you can do so through my website, which is psychicworld.net. You can read my blog. You can book a reading with me. You can send me an email. Do that. I will respond. It's john@psychicworld.net, as you probably worked out. Countess Torella can be contacted through Arainham.com, where she's got a brilliant chat room, and so am I on Arainham.com, and my name there is Psychic John G. So you can see me in action. I'll be there shortly after this show, actually. So if you want to pop on and see what I look like, there you go. It's O-R-A-N-U-N-M, Arainham.com. And we've still got Dawn on the line. Hello, Dawn.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, this man, Tom, I believe that he is going to take you out for dinner. I think he's going to take you out for dinner and wine and dine and make you feel like a wonderful lady, because he has been a little bit backward at coming forward in that respect, hasn't he?
Yes, have not shared a meal with him in almost 3 years.
Oh, Dawn, that's a tragedy.
Never took me out to dinner.
Oh my God.
But he does come round and spend time with you there, and you've got another question about your property, haven't you?
Yeah, I had the house up for sale for 4 months because of my divorce, and I was just wondering if it's going to sell anytime soon.
I feel that the time is right now. Yeah, I feel that it is. I know that real estate property in New York is starting to pick up again. It's an attractive property. I do feel that you will sell that and that you will move on. And I do feel that in the future that this man, Tom, is going to feature much more closely in your life. Because, of course, when he gets divorced, then he has to move on, doesn't he?
Yes. Do you know any time frame when I'll sell my house? Any time frame will you have that?
I feel that you're going to get a bidder coming in. You're going to get viewers coming in. It's going to speed up into August, September, and that's the time. What do you feel, Countess?
Yeah, I think before the middle of September, early September looks very positive to me, Dawn. Say to yourself, the perfect buyer is about to appear. Just ready for this buyer.
The sooner the better, so I can move on.
Yeah, that's right. You will move on. You will move on, darling. You're going to be happy. We'll speak
again, Dawn.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, Starella. Thank you, Dawn.
Bye,
Dawn. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dawn. We have another caller on the line. Is it possible to speak to Jamie?
Hi.
Hello, Jamie. Can you hear me, Jamie?
How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Jamie, you're creative.
Yeah.
Because I feel that there is a real creative force within you, like a dynamic creative force. Do you actually write?
Yeah, I love to write.
Because you will be going to be published ahead, yeah? And I do feel that this is something that you've been dreaming about. But you have got the gift. When you were at school, were your essays usually read out in class? And
yeah.
That's usually a sign, you know, that happened to me, and I went home, I've written many books. Just have a quick word with Countess Starella. Jamie, Countess Starella.
Hello, Jamie. What's on your mind, darling? How can I help you?
Hi. Well, I was just kind of curious about, like, if Danny will and I will, like, develop a relationship or anything like that.
How old is Danny?
24.
And right now, are you just friends?
Yeah. It's kind of like an online thing, really.
Is he in another city?
In another country.
How far? Where is he?
The UK.
All right. Long-distance love is fraught with challenges. You will have to be willing to make sacrifices in time and energy to pull a long-distance love together. But what you're doing now is you're making a foundation. And interestingly enough, one of my close friends called me today and said she was moving to England to be with her new boyfriend. So maybe it's a good omen. It just shows you that where there is a connection and a love, and usually where there's motivation on the part of the female to continue, you have a shot at it. What do you think, John? Long-distance love is challenging.
It is, but it can work. You're planning to go and visit this man, aren't you?
I would like to sometime. I'm kind of, like, scared of planes, though. It would be lovely if he would do it.
He come across to see you, yeah? Well, you've got to go and see England. It's a very beautiful country. You would love England. The weather's a bit suspect at times. But I do feel that there is a real chance for this. Are you communicating with him via the internet at the moment, using webcam and speaking to him like that?
Yeah,
he is telling you that he wants to meet. I think that he's got a bright future, this young man. I do feel that there is a lot more to it. But you want to write music as well, don't you?
I've never really tried to write music, but I do like to write poems and, like, short stories and stuff. But I find myself having, like, a block with it lately. Like, I just can't, like, get it down on paper, you know? It's weird.
Yeah, but you will do, yeah. And it's lyrics that I see you writing. So you... I don't know if Danny has actually told you that he wants to play the guitar.
He has wrote me a song before.
Yeah, well, there you go, you see. That's right, yeah. You and Danny will work together on a song. and your lyrics, oh, and he will put the lyrics to music.
Yeah,
but,
he does play guitar and whatnot.
Yeah, wow. He does. I know that he does, yeah. And together you will make a beautiful song, and that will bring you closer together. I feel that you're going to be together on stage somewhere. Now, whether or not you're reading poetry and he's playing his guitar, but there is some creative. As I said at the very start, when you phoned in, that you are a very creative individual. So follow that through with Danny. Bring it together. I do feel that this has got hope, and I do feel that he will come and see you. And I absolutely sense, Jamie, that this is going to be a very happy outcome. Thank you very much for calling in, Jamie.
Thank you very much. You both have a wonderful night.
Thanks, dear. Good luck with him.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, Countess, I won't be here next week.
I'm going to cry my eyes out. How will I live without you?
Oh, I'm sure you'll find a way. Yeah. No, it's my anniversary, myself and my wife's anniversary. It's our 44th wedding anniversary.
Wow, that qualifies you for the Guinness Book, buddy.
Yeah, that was the one she threw at me this morning.
Oops.
Yeah. Oh, I've actually got a very happy marriage, Countess.
Well, I'm so proud of you and so envious.
Yeah, my wife hasn't, but I have. No, I'm sure that she must have. I mean, after 44 years, I mean, she would have discovered by now, don't you think? Yeah, there is one aspect of next week. You've got a very special guest, haven't you?
Yes, a friend of mine who is also on Oranum, who is a medium and a very charming and attractive guy named Taylor Brearley.
Taylor Brearley, and he is a clairvoyant medium, and he's going to be here next week with Countess Starella. So do listen in. We've got some other very special guests lined up for later this month. We're going to have one of the Walker brothers. Do you remember the Walker brothers?
Certainly do.
Make it easy on yourself. What was the other one they sang? The sun ain't gonna shine anymore. Yeah, we're gonna have Gary Leeds from the Walker Brothers. Gary Walker, Gary Leeds, yeah?
Wow.
He's gonna be joining us at the end of August. And Gary Leeds actually was a big friend of my old mate, PJ Proby. They worked together back in 64. 64, it seems like a lifetime ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've got Gary Leeds coming on. We're also having a lady called Michelle, who runs a website called Life After Death.
Ooh.
She's been compiling a massive website with data from people who have had near-death experiences.
Brill.
She's a clinician, and I believe that she started to get messages from people who had come back, been resuscitated, and told us stories about how they actually experienced their time between life and death. Have you had a near-death experience, Countess?
Huh, 7.
Yeah, 7. I've had a number of near-death experiences. You can read about my near-death experiences on my website, which is psychicworld.net, or you can talk to Countess Starella about her experiences on oranum.com. All you've got to do is pop into her webcam room, and it's a chat room, isn't it, they call it, Countess?
Yes, and we will tell them more right after the break.
Right after the break, we'll be in another land.
Oh, we will.
We will, yeah, because this is the end of the show, and we'll be back. Well, I won't be back next week, but Countess will. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's been great of you to call and see us. Good night.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week. Get sophisticated with David and Philip Garza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field field of paranormal studies, Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.